Can you describe a specific memory from your childhood that had a lasting impact on who you are today? What made that moment so significant?
Okay.
My father was the one who really gave me the thing that I should do when I lived in places, because there, you can't just let everybody else do everything. And you're a person in the city, and you can't not just sit around and complain, or even like, but not do anything more. And so he said very much, when you go to a town or a city or wherever you are, you help with it.
Do you have a memory of when your father, like a specific memory of some things that he did that set an example for you?
Yeah, do you know? My father, in a town, in one of the towns that we lived in, he was on the board of
Alderman.
Yes, he was the an alderman in the place, and then when we moved to another town, he got in. He didn't go that way. But he did a lot of other things that were done in the work. And also, then when he came down to where we're living, one of the things that he did was to be in Kiwanis, because Kiwanis does things for children. And then I was also a Kiwanis. And doing a lot of things with children. And I was in his chapter of Kiwanis in Greensboro. Also, he did a lot around the church, in every church that he lived in. And I have done that also. Many, many leader things.
Tell a story about a time you faced a significant challenge or setback. What happened? How did you navigate it? And what did you learn from the experience?
Can you stop a minute?
Hit pause.
Lucky that there haven't been a bad thing. And it was what was something that...
A significant challenge or setback that you faced, and what happened, how you navigated it, and what you learned.
I think it was when Are you running it now?
Yeah.
Oh. I think one of the things that I really had to work with, when I was in elementary school, there were three of us who did not go to fourth grade from third grade, went to fifth grade. And of course, There were people who thought that why did they do that? Well, we were very good students. But as I went into fifth grade, there were optometrists from Ohio State who came up and all of our, the children were all had eyes
exams
and reading the charts, and they said that I used one eye, and because the other one was very weak, and I had to have glasses, and with a patch over my eye, and this was in the first beginning of the fifth grade. So it was with being with new people, new teachers, people who thought we were too, why did we have to go to that and skip fourth grade? And so that took a something that I just had to work with. And I had a marvelous teacher who helped me and helped the class. I think that was probably the biggest thing, because I was young and didn't know what to do when they said things, except that I just didn't like it when they said it. And sometimes their parents told my parents, why in the world was she not going to fourth grade, but going to fifth grade? So that was one of the real ones.
Did you tell your parents how it felt? Were they supportive? Or did you kind of keep it to yourself?
Well, they had to know. But when I... Apparently, if I had had... would have had glasses when I was in first grade, and it's part of what this was. Every year the people from Ohio State came and took everybody's eye chance. And I knew when they gave me a piece of paper to take to my mother that meant I needed to have my eyes tested, because I would need them. And I didn't want to wear glasses. And that 3 years, the first, second, and third grade, I didn't do anything. I just put the papers away. And then, on fifth grade.
Can you recall a moment when you first realized you had stepped into adulthood? What happened, and how did it change your view of yourself?
I went to school in Ohio till I was ready to go into high school, and my family was, My father had a new job, and we went to Chicago. So we went in May, so I would be able to see people in the summer and stuff, my mother thought, but that didn't really work. But that was the year that the Queen of Elizabeth was then. And... what was the question?
Can you recall a moment when you first realized you had stepped into adulthood? What happened, and how did it change your view of yourself?
Well, I really wasn't an adult like we really think of, but going from... eighth grade, that was maybe about 50 children and two classes, going into a $1,800 high school, and knowing barely three people. I had to get around that. And that was maybe the beginning. I was kind of an adult because I had to go do a lot of learning about things that I needed to know and to learn how to work with the people in the new high school, both the teachers and the classmates.
If someone were telling your story years from now, what do you hope they would say about you? What legacy do you want to leave behind?
That she did a lot of work in places where we were, such as in the church, in the schools when the children were in school, and being in places, committees and all that I have lived or worked on. And then also that I like people a lot. I can be very good person in an organization and help. I don't just go. I go and do help things. And such as like when the children were in school, I did a lot of PTA organization. And I've been working with people for helping other people. I was on the Salvation Army board, for instance, and many others. So I try to do what I have to do in my city because I like it and I need it, and I don't need just everybody else to do things for me.
Will you talk a little bit about NCCJ when you worked there?
Yes. I was talking before about my other things, but then I was in the National Conference of Christians and Jews, and I was the director in Greensboro for 13 years, working with all kinds of people, white, black, all kinds of religions, all kinds of people from other countries, particularly working with high school kids so that they could learn that really the learning about all the other people, and they were learning a lot from them. And so that they really, in their insides, they all had the same kind of companies and questions and things to learn. But they're all about being people. It's not the color and it's not the language. It's being people.
What legacy do you want to leave behind?
I want my children to be helping in the community. I want them to be healthy. I want them to have family people that they want to be with and do together, and I want them to help because they like the city, and I want them to thank the city and have them do things in to make the city even better.
Where do you live now, and why did you choose to live there? What do you like or dislike about it?
in terms of place in the United States, I like it very much in Greensboro, North Carolina. And I have been to several other states that I have lived in, such as Ohio, Illinois, New York, Connecticut, and New Jersey. But we have been in North Carolina for 50 years. This is the third one house that we have lived in, Greensboro, North Carolina. My favorite house was one that we lived more than 30 years with the children. And then we went to another house, and now we're at a smaller house for seniors. And I like the house, but it's too far away for people that are real. You can talk to them and all that. I also miss being around where things are that you don't have to go very far to. But I like the house itself.
Do you remember any of the previous addresses in Greensboro where you lived?
On Tallwood was one of them. There was one, what was the next one?
Tallwood was for 30 plus
years. I think
years,
it was, right? 4209.
4208.
Or 8.
Tallwood, yeah. And then it was Bruton Place.
Bruton
South
Place, that's right.
Was the next one. I don't remember the number.
602, maybe.
Ooh. And then you moved to this place here in.
It's 4510.
Is this Jamestown or Greensboro?
This is Greensboro.
Okay,
but it's.
If you go across Wendover, it's Jamestown, I think.
It's High Point.
What hobbies or activities do you enjoy?
And go.
I already did it. I enjoy reading. I like to travel. I like to work and be with people. I like to, what else did I say? I like.
You talked about family.
Having the family around a lot of times, as many as we can. Did I say travel? Mm-hmm. I like to travel.
You talked about civic activities, church.
Learning all the time, whether it's in reading or on the computer or being on classes that are available for seniors. But I've always learning before I was seniors also, but this is a particularly nice. And I like being with my friends and learning new friends.
What are you most grateful for in your life?
Oh, my parents and my sister and my family, the children and my husband and all the people in my family with my cousins and aunts and uncles and all that. I think I was so very, very, very well learning from them and we got together a lot, and I just always have liked being with our family.
Who did you hang out with when, other than your sister, when you were with bigger family, I guess? So you were with cousins or...
Oh, yeah.
Like I hang out with Lisa or...
Yeah, well, Linda, my Aunt Doris, the daughter, she was about the best one, because a lot of the others were, Uncle Howard's kids were older, although Elizabeth was the youngest there, but the boys and her big sister, I mean, that she was big. So Linda and I did a lot when we were together, and I had two aunts that were just wonderful too, and every summer, my sister and I went up to Aunt Doris's in LaRue for a week or so. And so that was more than just, it was family, but it wasn't family. It was others. But then were we talking about family? Was that in it?
It was... I was just having you expand on some of the history of your growing up years. And you mentioned you were grateful for your parents and family and things like that.
Lois, I don't know if you've ever even wondered if I did Lois, but in Worthington, that she was, we lived in an apartment for a long time. And then we went to this house, and Lois Lee was just about a walk, and we still talked to each other, and Susan has seen her, and we call and. And when we're in Ohio, we then get her. And so a lot of times when we're talking on the phone, she's telling me about people that I knew in Worthington and in my classmates and who were in my Girl Scout troop, that I know them. And one thing, and it was... Lois, when I didn't want to go to Chicago, Lois, oh, I don't know, I'd love to do that. She never did. She was always, she still is, in Columbus. But the Girl Scout troop that I was in, we were going to go to Switzerland to see where the chateau is. But I didn't get to go, but I did all it was about a 5-year thing that to get them to go all together. And so when I had to move, I didn't get to go to the chalet.